This recording, Tennessee 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yes, I would like to tell you about my 3 children, Melissa, Karen, and Richard Jr. And as school would end in the summer, they had to be here with me, and I was here as a housewife. Well, we'd start off the morning with cereal, and then their adventure of cleaning up their rooms, and then they were bored. Well, that was all of about an hour. And I said, "Well, you must go outside in the yard and play." No, they wanted to watch television. And then they would fight over who was going to watch what program. Well, nevertheless, I would make them go in the backyard, and they had to learn to pretend. They had to use nature, or they could go and use cars, or they could play dolls, or they could color, or they could do anything. But they always would come around to the wrong door on the very front of the house, and they would find it locked. They would say, "Mother has locked us out of the house." So they would go outside and they would sit under the tree and they would talk about me and they would cry. And as soon as their dad would get home, they'd say they'd been locked out all day long. And it got so bad that Richard Jr. went next door to visit and he knocked on the front door and he said, "Mother has locked me out. Can I please have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I'm so hungry." And then he would come back after hitting the neighbors up for food. Him and his sister Karen got to a bright idea that they were going to fix the driveway of the ladies next door because she had holes in her paved driveway. So they got their daddy's concrete out and they mixed it up in a bucket and they had brushes and they had trowels and they would fill in all the holes in Nell's driveway. Needless to say that Dick had to go to the hardware store and buy brushes and take them back over there, and both of them spent the afternoon cleaning the concrete out of Nell's driveway.